More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut, Wednesday, January 19th, my second day in quarantine, although it all just starts to blend together. It's a lot of reading, radio, and sleeping. We've got much to discuss today, though, and I'm excited to get through it all with you, including the UK is getting rid of all what they call Plan B COVID restrictions, mask wearing to end possibly forever. Why is the Biden regime still just acting like a bunch of lunatics on this? In fact, Joe Biden is announcing a plan to provide Americans with 400 million free N95 masks, as if that's going to do anything. Plus more updates on the aftermath of the terrible murder of that UCLA grad student in Los Angeles. The killer still at large. What does this tell us about Gascon, the DA there, and his soft on crime approach, and why are the Democrats still refusing to accept reality here? And also, is Ukraine about to be invaded by Russia? I think the answer is probably, and we'll discuss that a little bit in just a moment. When I first met him a couple years ago, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and his team fit me for my very own MyPillow, among other incredible products. It's one of the favorite things that I have in my entire house, and I love, more than anything, the Giza Dream Sheets. Look, you've helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and you've trusted Mike to give you a great night's sleep. Mike's latest incredible deal is on his Giza Dream Sheet. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. For a limited time, the Giza Dream Sheets are buy one, get one free, with promo code BUCK. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials. You get the Giza Dream Sheets, buy one, get one free, with promo code BUCK. There are also deep discounts available on all other MyPillow products. Enter promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. So I'm sitting here now talking to you from quarantine in my apartment, which is pretty boring, but it does give me a lot of time to read, research, and look around at what's going on in the world. So I guess from the perspective of podcasting and radio, it is pretty useful. And here's where we are. The narrative of the Fauciites is just in total collapse, and they're trying to avoid admitting it publicly because of the political damage, the damage it will do to their power. But I think more and more people are starting to recognize that not only is it clear that the Democrats didn't actually understand what we were facing this winter, they didn't take the necessary precautions and preparations if they did understand it. So, look, there are always going to be morons out there. There are going to be people that are just saying things that make no sense. Don Lemon at CNN, he's an embarrassment to any television network, but I don't know if CNN is capable of embarrassment anymore. He's just not a very smart man. So why they put him on TV to tell people stupid things is pretty, it's a pretty interesting question, isn't it? Like, who thinks that that's a good idea? Here is Don Lemon, still bashing the unvaccinated, though, saying that they are people who think they can do their own research. I have some thoughts on this. Play one.
Listen, the unvaccinated people in the U.S., they're key to the reason that coronavirus, the variants, are emerging. And that the reason I'm looking at the stats from the CDC and the reason why it's replicating and mutating, it's because of unvaccinated people who are doing their own research online. We have to start doing things for the greater good of society and not for idiots who think that they can do their own research or that they are above the law and they can break the rules.
Above the law and break the rules. And first of all, what is he even talking about? They've gotten their way. I'm sorry, libs. This is the problem. You're going to have to accept the reality here. You got your way. We got all these vaccine mandates and passports and mask mandates, all this stuff all over the place. It didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't stop the next wave. It didn't prevent the spread. It doesn't. I mean, masks are a joke. We have the Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, who's obviously in trouble for throwing a party when everyone else had to go into lockdown back in 2020. But he's already announced that there's going to be a total removal of what they call their Plan B restrictions. Because, I mean, here's the reality on all this. It's impossible to make the case still that this actually was effective. I mean, you look around you. I mean, look at what's going on all across the country. And yet they won't give it up. They won't actually stop and think about what's happening. And they will never accept that what they did is a total failure. I mean, here we go. New cases in the U.S. Just looking at the CDC data here on the New York Times website. New cases, 756,000. New deaths, 1,889. Are all of those of the 1,889 unvaccinated by choice? Is that true? I don't know. Or 99% of them? That's what they would lead you to believe. I find that hard to believe based on the UK data. But they're now at the point where they're going to have to straight up lie to you. They're going to do whatever they think is necessary to maintain power. And they understand that they're going into a midterm election where the Democrat Party deserves utter and complete humiliation in November of 2022. And what else can you say about it? It's Joe Biden has had an awful year. There's nothing that he can point to and I say, oh man, they did really pull that off. That was really good. Well done, you know? No, nothing. Absolutely nothing. And so now we sit here and we say, okay, what is it going to take for these psychos to let us go back to life? I'm sitting here right now talking to you. I've got Omicron. You know what? I knew I was going to get Omicron at some point because everyone in New York City is getting it. And a lot of people in places across the country know they're just going to get it. In fact, you have an Israeli scientist. I mean, this is another thing I wanted to throw into the mix for you. Because you should know that the conversation in this country is even more dishonest than it is in a lot of other places in the developed world about COVID and all the rest of it. And the damage they've done to children, the damage they've done to people who had no say in this. And they did it, they claimed, in order to help them. They've actually just hurt them. There's a professor named Cyril Cohen, who's the head of immunology at Bar-Ilan University in Israel. He's also a member of the advisory committee for vaccines for the Israeli government. He did an interview with this guy, Freddie Sayers, in which he said the following, that the vaccine passport concept is no longer relevant in the Omicron era, should be phased out, that he and his colleagues were surprised and disappointed the vaccines did not prevent transmission as they had hoped. The biggest mistake of the pandemic in Israel was closing schools and education. He apologized for that. Widespread infection is now an inevitable part of future immunity, otherwise known as herd immunity, and Omicron has accelerated the pandemic into the endemic phase. Do you hear all that? This is the guy who's the head of immunology at a top Israeli university, and Israel actually keeps real data and has a government that knows what's going on with its people when it comes to COVID. Unlike our government, where you get little moron Fauci going, oh, it's going to take a while. I don't know how long it'll be. Maybe in 6 weeks, but you know, we know that the science says before the data even comes in about the science that I'm right and I'm never wrong. And that's what matters. And of course, we all know that's absurd. We all know that's crazy talk. But that is where we are, my friends. That is the new reality that we face here. And so I would just tell you, Fauci and the rest of them, they're never going to admit, it doesn't matter how clear the data is. It doesn't matter how obvious their failures may be. They will never admit it. They will never willingly relent and let us go back to more normal lives in places that have been destroyed by this. I mean, New York City has been traumatized by the morons in charge here. They're making the city more dangerous, dirtier, and a little totalitarian hellscape because of all the stupid COVID bull crap that we have to go through. It is absurd. And that's why people are fleeing, people are leaving. And look, I'm going to tell you this right now. I think about it all the time, moving to Florida or moving to Texas or Tennessee, probably Florida, but all the time. How could I not at this point? How could any person who lives in one of these blue states, New York, California, New Jersey, not say to themselves, people in charge just can't be trusted to be rational, reasonable people? This is not about we can all have our own view, we can all disagree. This is about they have acted like thuggish totalitarians, and it's wrong. And they were wrong. They never should have closed down schools. Masks did not do a damn thing. They never should have mandated them. It's laughable that they mandate them on airplanes. It's absurd. It's laughable that you mask on, mask off when you go into a restaurant. No scientist should be, even for a second, given credibility to any of this. The ones who have are cowards. They're cowards. All the MDs, the blue check MDs that go around saying, oh, but masks, we know they work. No, they don't. We all can see with our own eyes the stats, the numbers, and just the reality around us of how many people who are masking up all the time are getting sick. Does not do a damn thing. Stop lying, libs. The libs need to stop lying. Maybe I'm a little surly today because I'm sick, but I've really grown tired of them. The little fact checkers running around in the New York Times, and we're part of the consensus. And these people are just absolute wimps. Can't face reality, can't face life without creating some construct and being a part of a collective. They have to be part of this hive mind or else, oh my gosh, maybe they'd have to actually be alone in their own thoughts. Be so terrible. These people are the worst. I swear. It's really shown you, I mean, the pandemic has shown you that libs are both miserable people and busybodies. They're miserable and they constantly want to control you and tell you what to do because they think that will somehow address their own misery. Oh, and speaking of which, the Biden administration, they're just giving a press conference today. They got this whole voting rights push. These people are out of their minds. What is the voting rights push really about? I'll explain in a second. As if finding a job in this crazy economy isn't frustrating enough, there are reports of at least 36,000 fake job listings in the U.S. designed to fool you into sharing driver's license info, social security numbers, and more. This is a classic move on the part of smart cyber hackers capitalizing on a crazy job market. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our information at risk on the internet. In an instant, a cyber criminal could steal what's yours, sometimes even harm your finances, your credit, your reputation. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert. That comes via text, email, and/or phone call you choose. You have access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save 25% off your first year by using promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use that promo code BUCK so I know you heard about it here on this show. You'll get 25% off as well. I've got LifeLock. You should have it. You never know when they're going to try to take out a loan in your name or a credit card or just you got to have some protection against identity theft. All right. So Biden's giving a speech today or maybe it's a speech or press conference or both. I don't know. Who cares? He's talking around 4 o'clock about the Build Back Better agenda. Here's the communications director, Kate Bedingfield. She's not bad, Bedingfield. I don't know. I mean, I don't like her politics, but all right. Neither here nor there. Play clip 7.
Well, first of all, I would dispute your characterization, John, of it as a big spending bill, since it is entirely paid for, will not impact the deficit, and does not raise taxes on anybody making less than $400,000 a year. So to call it a big spending bill is a bit of a misnomer. But broadly, the question you're asking is the president going to push forward on the priorities that he's laid out in Build Back Better? And yes, he absolutely is. He believes it is fundamental to our ability to grow our economy, to get people back to work, to reduce the cost of things like prescription drugs and childcare, which is exactly what this bill will do.
Prescription drugs, childcare, sure, that's what it'll do. It's going to make all your problems go away. Does anyone believe that Joe Biden actually has any ideas about how to make things better for the American people? I mean, maybe some stupid libs do, but you'll notice that the party, political ideological support for the Biden regime, it's fascinating. You got about, most recent polling shows 5% of Republicans approve of Biden, something like that. And 80% of Democrats. I mean, they just don't care. Their guy's in charge. They don't care. He's horrible. It's preposterous. He's awful at this. They don't care. They're just locked in. They're like, okay, you know what? This is the way it's going to be. Joe Biden's our guy. Is he awful? Sure. Do we care? No. But independents have gone from like a 60% to roughly 30% approval of Biden. So people who are open to persuasion, who could have been persuaded to vote for or against Biden in the first place, are now overwhelmingly saying, oh my God, this guy's an idiot. What have we done? Which is the right conclusion if you're basing it on what's actually happening as a result of this guy being president. And this stuff all affects us, by the way. I mean, the Biden regime is not just some far off thing that I talk about because, oh, you know, I don't agree with them on this or that. Because of Biden's idiocy, every time I get into a plane, I got to put a stupid mask on my face. All the libs running on New York City feel super sanctimonious when they're telling you to mask up, protect people around you. It's about protecting other people. And, you know, they're still saying things. I mean, here's Dr. Jonathan Reiner, who's pushing this idea that Biden is going to have 400 million N95 masks available. By the way, Germany already did the whole we're going to N95 mask and that's going to stop it. Do you think it worked in Germany, folks? Do you think we're going to have a higher compliance rate than Germany? It's Germany. It didn't work at all. They've already done this N95 upgrade. Didn't do a damn thing. Does Biden and the rest care? No. They got a fever and the only prescription is more masking. Here's Jonathan Reiner, though, on testing, another area where they just, it doesn't matter how often it fails. They still talk about it. Play three.
But going forward, yes, I think tests are critical, are a critical tool to help us get back to normal. It's how we are going to be able to understand whether that tickle in your throat is just a tickle in your throat or whether it's COVID and whether you need to stay home. It's a tool to allow you to go visit your friends on Saturday night, which is what we and our friends did before we met this past weekend. So I think it's going to be critical to have tested in every home. It would have been wonderful for us to have had this months ago, but here we are, and I'm glad the administration is doing this.
They're just psycho, honestly. People aren't just going to be testing and testing and testing all the time for the rest of their lives for COVID. First of all, why do they not admit that you have now tens of millions of people across the country who have Omicron immunity? I mean, I am right now, as I speak to you, developing Omicron immunity. So I should scientifically be able to go around after this and not wear a mask anywhere, never get another shot, be left the hell alone, or at least not have to get a shot for Omicron, for God's sakes. But they're going to make me do all those things. They're going to make me do those things in New York because they're crazy. Because there's a derangement here. They've gone from Trump derangement syndrome to COVID derangement syndrome. These people just cannot calm down. And so they keep going with this stuff. And I'm just going to say this too. The abuse of children that has occurred through government policy here, with not just the shutdowns of schools, but the forced masking in schools, it's appalling. And the parents that have pushed for this and willingly gone along with it should be really ashamed of what they've done to their own and to other kids in this process. All right. So I mentioned that Biden was going to speak today. I just want to say this. You know, this young woman was brutally murdered in a store in L.A., Brianna Kupfer. And she was stabbed to death by a career criminal who's been arrested and out, arrested and out, arrested and out, many, many years. They're still looking for him. Biden is giving a talk today where he's going to talk about voting rights. The libs are obsessed. They're obsessed with power. They don't care that you're suffering. They don't care that crime rates are up. They don't care that inflation is high. This stuff doesn't really bother them. They're rich. They're the elites. They'll be fine. They want to stay in power. So they want to make sure that they control as much as possible of the rules of the game of voting so they can try to tilt the playing field to their advantage. And everything else is a distant consideration to that. So while you have a beautiful young woman in Los Angeles stabbed to death by a career criminal, a thug, an evildoer, and this is now symbolic of what's happening in cities across America where innocent people are being thrown in front of oncoming subway trains or being, you know, beaten to death in broad daylight or being shot. And it's in increasing numbers. So it's a trend. It's getting worse. And all the vagrancy and the homelessness and the filth all over the streets, all of it. Instead of saying we are going to be a society, America, a society of individual responsibility and a country where if you transgress, if you step out of line, if you hurt people, we will punish you and we will keep you from society. The libs say, oh, well, let's just go easier on everybody. Maybe if we don't punish people, they'll be better. Or punishing people is wrong because there's disparate impact for criminal justice laws in place. There's disparate impact on communities. Frankly, no one should care about disparate impact when it comes to criminal justice because whoever breaks the criminal law, especially on violent crimes I'm talking about now, whoever breaks the law when it comes to violent crimes pays the price. Doesn't matter what the percentages are. Okay, how many women go to prison for murder? It's less than 10% of murders in the country are committed by women. I think it's less than 5%. So does that mean that murder laws are misogynistic? It does not. The law is the law. That's what it's supposed to be. That's how this country was built. But libs want to say, oh, I don't know, it's unfair and we got to balance it out. And they're redistributive even when it comes to criminal justice issues. Oh, we got to punish some people more harshly because of what community they come from and punish others in more lenient fashion because of their community. Oh, okay. And this is what you get. Disorder, chaos, anger on the streets from everyday folks who are just saying this is crazy. But what is Biden speaking about? Making things better? No, he's going to shout at the unvaccinated, as he always does, like an old moron, which is what he is. He's going to shout at the unvaccinated. He's going to shout about Jim Crow 2.0 and all this voter restriction stuff, which is a figment of the lib imagination. And they're going to make all kinds of analogies of civil rights era. And, oh, you know, Joe Biden, he was there. I was, you know, on the Edmund Pettus Bridge right there. And everyone goes, wait, Joe Biden, you're lying. He goes, oh, whatever. I'm old. I lie. And people are going to say, I cannot believe this guy's the president. And the libs, like trained seals, will all be clapping for him. Folks, elections have consequences. And this country is suffering the consequences right now of the delusion that Joe Biden was somehow going to make anything better in this country. He's a loser. He's a loser. And the ideology that he represents, which is the leftist Democrat Party of today, is destructive, chaotic, and irrational. This is reality, folks. This is what we are up against. I'll get some sleep tonight. I probably won't be as grouchy tomorrow, so I'll make more jokes. Thanks for being here on the Buck Sexton Show. Talk to you then. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.